The next element that we're going to look at with Meta is your analytics and your Meta Business Suite. Now, Facebook and Instagram have had so many changes with all of this. As franchisees, you don't need to go in and set up a business manager, but what you can do is make sure that you've got your Meta Business Suite set up. And that looks like this here. Now, there's not a lot that you need to do to actually set this up because it is part of your page. You can see here, once the page is set up, you've got your professional dashboard, and then you've got your Meta Business Suite. Now, with your professional dashboard, this is where your professional dashboard runs you through all the different elements of your page. So this is where it'll give you insights. You can have a look at your content, where you can start. We'll move on to ads and boosting and posting ads and page access. Now, the page access is where you can add staff members or team members in so that they can actually manage the page for you. The next one for you to look at is your insights. Now, your insights is basically just going through how many people have seen the information that you're putting out, the type of content, and then your audience. If you want to go more in depth, that's when you go to your Meta Business Suite. And in your Meta Business Suite, as we went through earlier, that goes more in depth with your insights. So it will actually, you can change the date depending on, you know, what date you want to run, but it will tell you how many people you've reached, the same with your Instagram, and will actually give you even times that people are on. So you can see a breakdown of who your followers are, how people are interacting with your page. It also shows you where people are coming from, what part of the country people are watching. And then with benchmarking, this gives you a comparison against your competitors as well. And it shows you how you are tracking as far as everybody else on Facebook and Instagram. And it will actually give you a list of other businesses to watch. Again, a lot of what I talk about when it comes to marketing is having a return on your investment. So whether it is simply your time that you are spending or that your team is spending on here on socials, you've got to know what kind of a return you are getting. And that's where using the analytics and measuring what matters is really important. So you can see here, you've got your Facebook stories, Instagram posts, Instagram stories. So you can actually, as well as that, you can go back and have a look and see what content is working. So if there's a particular type of content that your audience like, create more of it. So this really sort of helps you drill down to what is working. So that is your insights. Now, the reason that your Meta Business Suite is so important is because it pretty much is your hub for how your business is showing up on Facebook and Google. So you can go through and have a look at how your audience is engaging. You can manage your account, advertise, and then what we've just worked through, look at your insights and your analytics as well. So that is your Meta Business page and your Instagram business page. They're the elements that you need to get set up. What we're going to be working on for the next course or the next range of lessons is content creation. So how to set up a content strategy, how to create content, what to write, and then how to write it and how to post it and get it out onto the social media platforms.